Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Planet Zorg. And we are joined once again by Zorg, the mighty conqueror of the puny planet known as the Earth. What's up, homie?
Howdy.
So, first of all, did you see the fight last night?
I did not see the fight last night. I went to see a band instead.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, looks like Marquez lost, but it was pretty close.
Marquez is like, you know, a little past it. You know, he's great fighter, but he's got more fights, but he's a little past it. And Bradley's just a little past it too.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nobody around to touch Mayweather at this point, I guess.
No, that's true. And I don't really like Mayweather, but, you know, you have to give it to him.
Well, he's classic Ric Flair, you know? He's like the classic heel champion that everybody wants to beat, you know?
Yeah, except he's not terribly charismatic like Flair. But,
that's true.
Like, I don't know, I didn't understand why so many people were predicting that Canelo had a chance.
Well, I think it was people wishing, but then they converted that wish into a prediction. But I mean, yeah, I didn't think he had a chance at all.
I mean, it's the kind of thing where he's got a chance of winning a round or two, and that's it, you know.
He also was a very bad strategy by trying to outbox Floyd. I mean,
it's really stupid. Although it's worked once in the past. For like 6 rounds, Zab Judah did it.
Right, but he got tired or something. I mean, was that what happened? He got tired?
No, I think Zab's problem is he has ADD. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I think that he has ADD. I think that he is one of the most talented fighters out there, but I think that he just like he can't keep up a sustained strategy or attack because he just starts like drifting off and thinking about whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So what band did you see last night?
I went to see a band called Owl. Owl is, it's Chris Wise's band. Chris Wise is the bass player for The Cult, which a lot of people know.
Yes.
And they're it's like in the same hard rock vein, but it's a much, much different style of music than The Cult. I actually like them better than The Cult, and I like The Cult fine.
Interesting. And do they play often, or was this kind of like a one-time thing?
Well, they haven't been around that long, and their people are trying to get them exposure. They played basically a show for practically nothing at Arlene's Grocery last night, just to get some exposure. And they'll be playing bigger places, and they'll be doing like a at least a little mini tour soon. This is just what I'm told.
So what would you compare them to?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's your favorite band right now?
My favorite active band? My favorite band that's playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of hard to say. PJ Harvey still plays, you know. I think she's pretty good. I went to see Anti-Scene a few weeks ago they on their 30th anniversary tour, and they're really, really good still.
Who?
Anti-Scene.
Oh, yeah? I kind of heard of them.
If Lynyrd Skynyrd was a punk band, they would be kind of like Anti-Scene. If Lynyrd Skynyrd was a punk band and used wrestling gimmicks, they'd be Anti-Scene.
What do you mean wrestling gimmicks?
The singer will often cut himself with barbed wire.
Oh my! So that kind of gimmick—that's the true wrestling gimmick, where you blade yourself.
Oh yeah. Well, there's you know a few acts that do it. My good friend Eric Vaughn has a band called Lucifer Jones, and he's been known to you know cut himself during performances. Who else? Oh, Eat the Turnbuckle. Very good hardcore band. They carry the gimmick to a real extreme. Like the guitarist dresses in full Lucero gear. They stab each other with forks.
Now, Kiss used to do some fucked up shit back in the day, I remember.
Well, nothing like that. They used a lot of heavy pyrotechnics and risers and stuff.
I thought I heard something about, like, the lead singer, like, throwing up into a bowl or something.
Oh, yeah. Gene Simmons used to do this thing where he would throw up blood. I think he still might do it. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. Were you a Kiss fan?
Yeah, I think their first five albums are classics. A lot of people like to slag them now, but, you know, because they're old and they keep on doing farewell tours, and Gene and Paul basically fired Peter Criss and Ace Frehley and essentially hired two other guys to play them. But the fact is they were, for their a truly interesting, and I won't say like completely original, because, you know, it's difficult to be original as a shock rock band.
Who were they? I mean, I didn't really remember any act like them before them. So who are they?
Well, if you want to go in the same vein as, you know, the shock rock vein, I could think of a few. Alice Cooper, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the crazy.
But they were like at the same time, right?
Alice Cooper predates Kiss.
Does he?
The Crazy World of Arthur Brown predates Kiss. Screamin' Jay predates Kiss by 20 years.
Okay. So there you go.
Kiss did the kabuki paint and the flame throwing and shit like that. And that was interesting, you know. And the first five albums, as I said, are hard rock classics. They're really, really great pieces of music.
And they're just basically like four Jews, right?
I don't know the ethnicity of the guys who play the Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley part. I do know that Gene was born in Tel Aviv, and his actual name is some, you know, like Hebrew name. And Paul, I believe, is Jewish as well. Interesting fact about Paul Stanley, he was born with only one ear. He had a nub for the other ear. You and I know someone who was born that way as well. And in recent years, he had like the nub ear, like he had it surgerized that it looks kind of like an ear. And he has like the bone conducting hearing aid, which allows him to hear from that side, which he couldn't originally.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, what was the deal with his tongue? Ace Frehley's tongue.
You mean Gene Simmons' tongue?
I mean Gene Simmons' tongue.
Well, he I guess has a. I've seen them a few times, and it doesn't look like a prosthetic device. So I'm going to go on record and say Gene Simmons has a very long tongue.
Did he have an operation?
No, I'm just guessing. He's a freak. You know, it's like, you know, some people have, you know.
I heard he cut that like a string in the back of his tongue to make it come out.
You can, if you've got like the, what it's, I think it's called the frenulum underneath the tongue, you can cut that and it'll come out just a little more, but it's not going to like, it's not going to give you a tongue like that. That's like saying that you can go in and get the suspensory ligament on your wiener snipped and you'll have a foot long penis. It's, you know, you probably won't.
Is there any way to make your dick bigger?
Yes.
How?
Yeah. Get it sucked by a pretty girl. It'll get bigger and harder.
Okay.
And then stuff will come out of the end.
Oh, that stuff.
Yeah. It'll smell like Clorox.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it. They just like...
Towel lifts?
They don't really work that well. It's like cutting the suspensory ligament will allow some of the penis that's actually inside your body to protrude from the body. But it's not that simple. You can't just cut the suspensory ligament. You have to hang weights off it for a while so that it gets used to being outside the body. Otherwise, it will retract and you'll have a smaller penis than the one you started with. And it's not, my understanding is, I've actually known a couple people who had this type of surgery.
A couple?
What?
I said, you know more than one?
Yeah, a couple of people, yeah, like two. And
that's rare.
My understanding is, it's not that rare. My understanding is you only gain a little bit for the most part. There's a lot of people in the porn world who have had it done, which amazes me because it's like, I got to say, you don't see a lot of big dicks in the porn world. Not really. You know, like I watch porn to, like, boost my self-esteem.
Well, what's your favorite dick engorging software? Or, I mean,
I mean, what style of pornography do I prefer to masturbate to?
No. Like, in terms of the drugs that make your dick harder. Like, you know, like Cialis, Viagra.
Fuck drugs. Probably, I don't know. It's not like I do them very often. Cialis it has its advantages because it's good for, like, you know, more than a day. You know, if you take the right dose, you do have to take, like, 20 milligrams. This whole thing of you can get it prescribed as a blood pressure medication and be on 5 milligrams a day. It's like, that's not going to do shit for your dick. Viagra works good. I tried Levitra a few times, like a couple years back when it came out, I guess more than a couple years back, and it never really impressed me, but that might have just been like a personal thing. There's a drug called PT-141 that bremelanotide is what it's called. If you inject it, it doesn't engorge your dick. It increases your libido, and it's unwieldy. It's like, you know, you take it before you go to bed, and then you presumably the next day at some point you're thinking like horny, nasty thoughts all day long.
You mean more than I usually am?
Yeah. I've used it a couple times. It's something that you have to like inject subcutaneously though.
All right. Well, we'll move on from this topic to what's been going on in Washington now.
What's not been going on in Washington?
Yeah, the stop. Now, my feeling is that this is just a big scheme to fuck with the market. If you're like super rich, you fuck with the market like this, and basically, you can place bets on what you're doing and make money. So to me, this is all just like
speculation's been going on for a long time. And I don't think that speculating on the state of the government is anything new, but that's not going to actually cause a shutdown. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Bernie Sanders had brought up that he believed that the Koch brothers had engaged in a conspiracy to effect a shutdown. And Elizabeth Warren went actually even further when she referred to them as not only doing that, but being the heads of, quote, an anarchist gang, which I find delightfully oxymoronic. They're members of an anarchist gang. That guy's the head.
Well, I mean, I think that they fomented an anarchist gang.
Let's be real about it. Everybody knows that people who are wealthy and have political beliefs engage in influence peddling. Not just the Koch brothers, obviously. I believe Mr. Soros over on the other side has been guilty of it a time or two. But
yeah,
I don't,
but Mr. Soros doesn't do it. I mean, he does it for the stuff he believes in, not necessarily to make money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the Koch brothers, I don't think, do it to make money. They've already got money. They're already richer than God. I believe that they do it for the same reasons that George Soros does, to basically push their ideological views, which happen to be, for the most part, the opposite of those of George Soros.
Yes.
It's well known that they spent a shitload of money basically on ads and memes making fun of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, as people like to call it, which... Once you've been on the exchanges and seen the prices, I don't know if you will call it that anymore. Just say it.
Well, you don't know how much more it would be without those. So, I mean, like, to say that.
Yes. No, actually, I do. I do. You know why? Because we had exchanges before. This is not new. The fact that they're under direct federal control and administered by the states is new. That part's new. And the federal regulations governing them are new. And the fact that we have an individual mandate is new. And then several other provisions like you're on your parents' policy till you're 26, no pre-existing condition moratoria. Those things are new. But we had here in New York, we had Healthy New York. I think I even sent you a link to it once for whatever reason. And Healthy New York was a health insurance exchange that provided, quote, more affordable health insurance. And every state has a Healthy New York, except it wasn't called Healthy New York. It would be called, you know, Healthy Montana or Montana Health or whatever. And I will tell you that the programs in Healthy New York that were on the lower tier were way more affordable than the current New York-based bronze plans. They cost considerably less. They were HMOs, just like the bronze plans are. But I'll tell you what they didn't have. They didn't have a $3,000 to $5,000 deductible, which is the lowest I've found in the state of New York. People should process that. $3,000 to $5,000 deductible. That's a 50-50 plan. Even though the government mandates a 60-40 plan, New York somehow manages to work it so it's actually a 50-50 plan. And it's a 50% copay on visits, 50% co-insurance, and your out-of-pocket is limited to, I think, $6,600 a year, which is an astounding sum combined with the $3,000 to $5,000 deductible. That basically means that your insurance doesn't do shit.
Well, the idea is to, you know, with the mandate, to get everybody in there, and then over time.
No, that's not what they said. I understand that might be how it will work, but I don't see the prices going down. I don't see the deductible.
Well, they're not going to go down yet. I mean, it hasn't even started.
No, they have started. Registration is open.
I know, but it hasn't.
Dude,
I mean, enroll a lot of people for that price to come down.
Process this. A $3,000 deductible.
Like I said, you have to enroll a lot of people for that to come down.
Tell me how that's affordable.
It won't be affordable if all these...
Oh, so once we all do it, once the collective all does it, then we trust that the prices will come down. You really think that they will? The health insurance industry doesn't. Speaking of people fucking speculating on shit, they've been banking on prices to go up.
Right. Well, I mean, the rate of increase has slowed, has it not?
No. The rate of increase is not slowed. It's set at this point. I mean, it'll probably go up a little more incrementally year after year, but this is a baseline. The rate of increase is not slowed. That's bullshit.
Okay, but the amount that of our deficit that goes towards, you know, emergency rooms and stuff like that will go down.
Yeah, but it'll be spent on other things. It'll be spent on administrative costs and whatnot. It's going to be the same financial outlay or more because it's the federal government administering it, and they're not exactly the most efficient at doing this kind of thing.
It's the states that the ones that choose to opt in that are going to do it.
States administer it, but the funds are managed by the federal government.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's a failed. I mean, it's a failed project to try to get rid of it at this point. Don't you agree?
It's a failed project to try to get rid of it, but you can try to fix it.
Well, nobody's trying that, though.
Not true. People need to stop believing the lies that they see on the internet. Most people think, oh, the reason we have the shutdown is because the House plan that was submitted, the most recent one for the CR, that's continuing resolution, folks, for those of you who actually haven't been following this, had a defunding plan to basically strip the funds from the ACA. That's not true.
Okay, well, they changed it. They did for delay.
They changed it three times. What it did have, the most recent plan, was a provision that would delay the individual mandate for a period of 1 year,
would only keep prices high.
No, the prices are not going to go down, dude. That's made up.
If everybody signs up, theoretically, they will. I mean, that's the idea.
No. Who in the industry wants the prices to go down? This was tailor-made for the fucking insurance lobby.
If you have an 80-20 rule, and the price...
What 80-20 rule? Who can afford that? It's 60-40 is the best that most of us can do on the bronze plan. Have you even looked at these plans?
No, I'm talking about the 80-20, that they have to spend 80% on your health care and 20% on administrative costs. And if they don't do that...
Well, there's creative ways to fudge that. And I believe that they can totally do that, but it's not going to bring prices down, not for the consumer. It might
so
bring...
In your view, what would bring prices down?
A complete overhaul of the plan. What I would suggest doing would be scrapping Obamacare completely.
That's not going to happen.
No, it might happen. Going to a single-payer plan. The single-payer plan would not be the only plan. It would be the plan provided by the government, funded by the government, administered by the states, even better yet, administered by the states on a county level. That plan would be an open competition on the market against existing plans. And the plan would be an HMO, because
you're talking about a public option that got defeated by the right wingers in the Democratic Party.
Option, which was originally Ronald Reagan's idea. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
The right wing in both parties hates that.
Actually, both parties hate it because both parties are bought by the fucking insurance industry. It's in competition with the existing insurance plans. So they've got no incentive to keep on raising their prices, not as much as they normally do. It'll keep prices relatively low.
I mean, the people on the other side say it'll...
Wait, no, there's more. This is my idea. Whether or not it would be feasible, I'm just saying. The way that you work the HMOs is much like a military officer, much like ROTC. The government will fund the education, the medical education of qualifying personnel. They pay all of your expenses. They pay you a living stipend, and then you get your medical doctorate or your nursing degree or your advanced degree in anesthesiology, whatever. And in exchange for that, you sign on for a 6 to 8 year term working in the government HMO plan for peanuts.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Which is fair. That's fair. And then after that, you can re-up just like you can in the military if you want, because maybe you find it fulfilling or maybe they give you like an interesting job opportunity or whatever. Or you can go into private practice and be have work in a PPO plan or whatever and make more money. I think that would benefit everyone. People would medical personnel would get paid peanuts for a few years, but they do anyway.
Right.
Most people, when they get out of medical school, they start working and make about $40,000, $50,000 a year. They're not making a lot of money.
And they got a lot of loans to pay off,
Except RNs. RNs, actually, a good friend of mine just started, I guess, her second RN job. Ironically, it's a claims denier position for an administrative wing of Obamacare.
Well, let's face it, the insurance panels have their own.
Companies have
their own death panels, though.
They started her off at $80,000 a year, which is that's pretty good. That's more than what a lot of doctors start off at. What you're going to see, regardless of whether Obamacare gets overhauled into what I said, or even if what I said gets implemented, what you're going to see more and more, and it's happening already, it's been happening for a couple of years, doctors are going to do fewer and fewer things because there are going to be fewer and fewer doctors to go around. It's less of a money-making profession, and a lot of people are just going to not do it. And the doctors that do exist are going to have insane workloads. Now, what you'll see is probably nurse practitioners taking up the slack. So you're going to have already nurse practitioners can write prescriptions and perform simple procedures. I believe there's legislation in the works that would, in some states, that would allow nurse practitioners to perform certain surgeries like abortions.
Well, aside from all these issues, what do you think about the approval ratings of Republicans? I mean, they've never been this low. So
Republicans are of Congress. The approval ratings of Congress in general has never been this low either.
Right, right. But I mean, do you think that the Republicans are damaging themselves with this thing? Because
no.
And well, let me just give you this. Because it looks like John Boehner is taking his orders directly from the Koch brothers. I mean, right when they came out with that letter, he decided to raise the debt ceiling. I mean, it's pretty obvious who he's taking his orders from.
Wait, whoa. They're not even in debt ceiling negotiations yet.
He offered a six-month extension the day after they wrote a letter, dear Senator letter, saying we must raise the debt ceiling.
That has nothing to do with the CR. The CR is the issue.
Right, he wants to keep the government closed.
No. Actually, Boehner was never in favor of closing the government. This is well known. This is like every liberal media outlet has reported this. So
you understand Obama's point, right? That you can't negotiate the point of a gun.
No. I think that Obama is completely wrong. I think that he needs
You think you can negotiate the point of a gun?
There's no point of a gun. I'd say that an offer that says we'll fund the CR if you delay the individual mandate for a year and delay exemptions for members of Congress, which was the other provision.
What they did was the exemptions were, they're not exemptions. They actually made the members of Congress and their staff go into the exchange when people who are employed don't have to. So they actually made them a super non-exemption.
No,
and then they took that away.
No, that's actually not true.
And then they exempted the non-exemption, which then people complained about.
Oh, now you're going into convoluted internet speak. That's actually not what happened. I've read the last two CRs that were submitted. That's not what they say. And they do definitely delay the individual mandate, not defund Obamacare. That's completely
right. I understand, but the point is, these people, they don't care about delaying it. They want to do anything they can to stop it. And so
you know
they settled for delaying it.
Okay. There's a thing that we have. I mean, a lot of people, like, I guess, maybe skip school for Civics 101. But there's a thing that we have called checks and balances in our government. And
right, and they happen during the regular order, not at the time when you're about to fund the government.
No, they happen when they happen, and they happen the way that they happen. And there's nothing that's procedurally wrong with what's going on here.
Wait, when you asked to go to conference, after
you've been refusing to go
to conference for 6 months, in the last minute,
you've got a disagreement between two political factions, and they're attempting to solve the disagreement.
But why wouldn't they come to the conference for 6 months?
It's awesome that you're patriotic and you disagree with the evil Republicans.
I don't understand that. Why wouldn't they come to conference for 6 months and then at the last minute say they want to go to conference? Do you think that's legitimate?
Yeah, I think it's legitimate because that's how the system works.
No, the system works is you go to conference and you hash out the differences between the two bills, which they refuse to appoint conferees to do.
Obviously, they're all evil criminals and they need to go to prison.
No, I just want to know, if you're going to refuse to appoint conferees for 6 months, knowing that the debt ceiling is coming and you're going to use that as an extortive measure to get what you want, that is not the way regular order works.
No, the debt ceiling is not the issue right now.
Right, the CR, either one. You're going to shut down put the government shut down at last minute and demand all your demands instead of going to conference for 6 months where you deny it. You won't even appoint conferees. And then you're going to say, oh, you won't negotiate. I mean, that is such crap. And Boehner knows it. So, I mean, this is why they look like shit over there.
Well,
I'm talking about the Republican Party.
So you're saying that Boehner is a bad man. And
he's an asshole. Yes.
Are evil.
He's a drunk asshole, and everybody knows it.
You're saying that Speaker of the House Boehner is an alcoholic, and he's a bad
drunk asshole, yes.
And also, he's an unpleasant person.
And he agreed to that CR, which is basically Paul Ryan's number.
Also, apparently saying that the government shutdown is part of Boehner's plan working as a minion for the Koch brothers. Which
he takes orders from directly.
Except he has opposed the shutdown from the get-go. Everyone knows this.
If he's opposed to the shutdown, why wouldn't he put up...
No, dude, read the news. Not just Fox News, read CNN, read MSNBC, read all the liberal news outlets, watch the news, watch the liberal news outlets. It is well known. No one disputes, except for people who get their news off of Facebook, no one fucking disputes that John Boehner was opposed to the shutdown. This is made up.
He initially agreed to the CR.
What?
And then he changed it last minute. He even admitted that he changed it last minute to defunding Obamacare. That was a last minute change.
Obamacare is not in the current CR. It hasn't been since the second iteration. When resolutions are passed from one legislative body to the other, they often alter provisions. It's called negotiation. It's part of our system of checks and balances, which we learned about in Civics 101.
Right, and it happens during regular order, not at the last minute.
When people say, oh, this is, you know, basically what you're saying, what it means is that the people they disagree with are bad.
No, it just means that you had an initial agreement on a number that was sequester level. You said that if you give me this number, sequester levels, I'll pass it.
What it means,
and then he didn't.
Right now, that I did not skip fucking school during Civics 101. And like it or not, the legislature is proceeding according to our system of checks and balances. You may disagree with the way.
No, this is unprecedented, man. Come on.
Fucking
nobody. Nobody shut down the government to stop a law. Nobody.
Nobody shut down the government to stop a law. The government shutdown occurred after a CR that did not stop any law was rejected by the Senate. The shutdown did not occur because a law was being defunded. That was that was taken out of the CR three iterations ago.
But you could put it that way, or you could put it that
the government shut down because Boehner didn't hold a vote. The government was shut down.
Because Boehner didn't hold a vote.
Boehner said he didn't have the votes. He doesn't have to do that.
Right.
Because
he doesn't want to prove it.
Well, you can theorize that all you want. It doesn't matter.
I think it's obvious to the American public, dude.
The system is working the way it's supposed to work. You just happen to be disagreeing with the outcome. A lot of other people, along with you, disagree with the outcome. But it doesn't make Boehner an asshole. It doesn't even necessarily make him wrong. He could be right. You could be wrong.
I don't think most people agree with you, dude. I think Obama's winning the PR war on this one.
I think Obama is probably winning the PR war on this one. But when all is said and done, the Democrats are going to have to run someone for the office of the presidency in 2016, and it can't be Obama. So he can win a PR war temporarily. But I'll tell you something. If in 3 years' time unemployment is still where it is, and in 3 years' time the health exchanges are peddling health plans costing what they are now with deductibles like what they are now, the Democrats are going to have to really do a series of songs and dances to win the presidency.
And that's why that's the current agenda of the Republican Party, is to make those things happen.
Well,
right?
you think that they like losing?
No, I think that they want to keep unemployment high, and they want to make sure health premiums don't come down. And I think that's going to be their goal for the next few years.
They don't have to work hard to keep unemployment high. The Obama,
you're right, they just have to block everything.
No, they don't have to work hard to do that. The Obama administration has done an excellent job.
Wait, Obama administration hasn't done one thing since they passed Obamacare, because they've been blocked. So how can you blame any policy on them?
The stimulus, which was supposed to fucking cure the
unemployment. That was prior to Obamacare.
Yeah, right, but it continued. It's not like, oh, the stimulus like stopped all of a sudden. I'll tell you something. When Ronald Reagan assumed the presidency, he inherited an unemployment rate of, I think, 10.5. In 3 years' time, he brought it down to 6.2. That's
pretty right. And then at the end of George Bush, it was back
now,
up.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Ronald Reagan.
Well, I'm just saying at the end of his.
Let's talk about
three apples. Terms.
No,
which was actually Bush Senior's.
Let's talk
term.
About apples and not apricots. Barack Obama inherited, I believe, a 7.5 unemployment rate, 7.5, 7.6. And he said, these are his words, not verbatim, I'm just, you know, speaking out extempore, but he did say, if I can't bring this down to at least 6% within 3 years, I don't deserve to hold this office. Yet, yet they celebrate that after 5 years, unemployment is down to what it was when he inherited it. And sorry, the days of blaming this on the evil Republicans are done.
It was an economic collapse caused by evil Republicans.
It was a complete apolitical thing. But Obama has gotten a lot of mileage blaming it on another political party. And I'm not saying that this is his fault. Obviously, he wasn't even in office then. But he's supposed to be the guy who brings shit down. And you can't blame the fucking nasty obstructionist Republicans
for
it.
If you won't let him do anything, how can you blame his policy? I don't understand that.
No. What the fuck has he tried to do to bring unemployment down since the stimulus? Tell me. What?
He has a jobs plan.
A jobs plan. To do what?
But you just let it happen and then criticize it. If you stop it, you can't say that his policies are causing this.
It's been happening. The stimulus was passed.
I'm not talking about the stimulus. I'm talking about the second. They needed a second one.
They needed a second one. The first one failed miserably, so he needs a second one.
It failed so much he got reelected. But I understand that you think it failed, but it didn't fail. As much as it could do, given how low it was.
Think he got reelected based on the success of the stimulus? Dude,
absolutely.
What's wrong with your thinking? Unemployment is what it was when he assumed office.
When we were in free fall.
No. You think he got reelected for being mediocre? He got elected because Romney was unelectable. That's why he got elected.
I mean, if he was so bad, Romney would have been electable.
No, Romney would not have been elected because Romney was unelectable. That was the whole point of running Romney. You don't know this? The Republicans ran a fucking contender that they knew would not win. They threw the fucking election because had the Republicans won that election, no Republican candidate could have fixed the economy. That's how bad it is. They figured give everyone another 4 years of hope and change, and then when the Democrats have to run, whoever they run in 2016, let them do a fucking song and dance to distance themselves from Obama the way that McCain had to do a song and dance to distance himself from his predecessor, Bush.
And the way Al Gore had to do a song and
dance. I'll also add that McCain wasn't terribly electable either.
Well, they didn't want the presidency then either because things were bad.
Actually they did. But they just went about it in the worst way possible. I'll tell you something about whether or not you disagree with the core tenets of the Republican Party. The fact is, Republicans who are Democrats don't win elections. Do you understand what I mean?
I got your point, but guess what? Okay.
Republicans who win elections, some of them may be like very liberal-minded Republicans, like let's say both George Bushes, latter who was like a total big government guy, but they're still at heart, their basic tenets, they're still Republicans. They're not like John McCain or Mitt Romney, who are basically Democrats.
Like Ronald Reagan was?
You got to remember, Ronald Reagan was originally a Democrat, but that was at a time when party values were kind of shifting from one party to another. It wasn't that long prior to that. The Democrats were the far-right party.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you really think, though, that the Republican Party is going to gain the presidency and majorities anytime soon?
Yeah, I don't see unless the economic climate shifts drastically and unless Obama can prove that Democratic policies, his Democratic policies specifically.
He has – wait a second.
Actually,
there have been no Democratic policies passed in 4 years. So.
Whatever. That's the way checks and balances work, dude.
But then you can't claim that it's his policies that are bad. That's what I'm trying to say.
And you can't blame George Bush either. So
but, it's been at a stalemate. So nothing has been able to affect his hope and change. So you can't call it hope and change.
I'm speaking like very, very patiently to you. It's not a fucking stalemate. When the election, I'm talking about the general election in 2016, occurs, unless things have picked up, and I don't care if it's like because of the obstructionist Congress or not. I don't really give a fuck. Unless things have picked up and it can be demonstrated that the Obama administration is responsible for that, the Democratic contender, who I think is going to be Elizabeth Warren, I could be wrong. But
no, that would be great.
What's that?
I would vote for her.
Would you vote for her in Cherokee?
I would vote for her as a Cherokee or as a whatever she is. I mean,
she's not a Cherokee. She lied about being a Cherokee.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, it's
regardless.
She's obviously not Cherokee because she's blonde, right?
She's not Cherokee because she's not Cherokee.
So that's a complete lie.
Yes, it's a complete lie.
Oh, okay.
Why
would somebody be so stupid as to lie about being a Cherokee when you're not?
I could name a few people. Who was that professor in Colorado?
Winston Churchill or whatever his name is. Warren Churchill.
Except it wasn't Cherokee for him. It was Cheyenne. But my point being American Indian. Let's not lump them all together as Cherokees. I don't want to insult our Cherokee fans. But anyway,
we only have a few minutes left.
Forget about the fake Indian shit. Forget about that. I'm sorry I brought it up. She is a fake Indian, and I think that's kind of fucked up. But when and if she runs for president in 2016, if Obama's policies have not worked, whether or not it was the fault of the evil obstructionist Republicans, whether or not it was their fault, she is going to have to do a major fucking song and dance. I haven't made my point yet. She can't just blame it on the Republicans. She will have to, at some point, distance herself from her predecessor's administrative policies.
Yeah, his policies that have not been allowed to be implemented.
But it doesn't matter whether it's the fault of the evil obstructionist Republicans or not. The fact remains that people's perceptions will make her have to disavow her predecessor's actions. She's going to have to do a song and dance, basically saying, well, I'm a real good Democrat.
Obama's a neoliberal asshole.
Not like the last guy, not like the black guy. She's going to have to do something like that. And if it's Hillary Clinton, she's going to really have, and she won't, I don't think she'll run, but she would really have to do it because she was Obama's Secretary of State. And you could say, well, you know, she really wasn't in a position to turn the job down. And, of course, he gave her the job. He offered her the job because he wanted to get a powerful enemy out of the Senate and, you know, near him where he could, like, keep tabs on her. And it's well known in the Beltway that originally when she was Secretary of State, he humiliated her regularly by not letting her do her job. And he had Joe Biden do her job for her until Joe Biden proved to be so inept that she had to kind of pick up the slack. But if Hillary Clinton were to run, she would be, I believe, 69 years old in 2016. And I don't really see that being a major selling point. It's like the McCain syndrome. She would be, I think the oldest.
Or the Ronald Reagan syndrome.
She would be the oldest person running other than Ronald Reagan. She would be the same age, I believe, as Reagan. And Reagan's age was deemed to be a liability. But he managed to get past that because Carter had such a bad presidency that they were like, okay, we'll elect the old coot. And Reagan was governor of California prior to that, not Secretary of State. He
executive.
It would be very, very difficult for Hillary Clinton to live down Benghazi accusations.
Benghazi is a delusion of the right.
It's
no one cares.
We'll talk
about that next show because we're going to run out of time.
Well, I'll just point this out. The United States ambassador was raped and sodomized by Arabs in the streets. if you believe that he suffered from smoke inhalation and they're saving him in those pictures, why does he have his pants off? Why is there blood coming down his leg?
I just don't believe that she really is responsible for anything that happened.
Responsible for it.